بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد،
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. وقال أيضا: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها سرا.
اللهم صل على محمد.
Since this is the Majlis of Ithar al-Sawab or Al-Mahdoom, and also some have requested to talk about the subject, so today I would like to shed some light on the subject of Shawahid. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned witnesses over the human beings, and actually those witnesses are uncountable for us. And all of those uncountable witnesses assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us are registering and noticing every single action that we, the human beings, are performing on this planet. If a person realizes these shawahid and witnesses and pays attention and importance to this beautiful information which the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the Holy Quran is providing us, our lifestyles, our policies of life will change for good. Once the Holy Prophet asked his ashab about this verse of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning of my speech from Surah Az-Zilzal, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth has its quake, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth takes out its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And the human being says, what has happened to the earth? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day when it will inform about its news. Prophet asked his ashab, do you know what are the news of the earth? What are those news which the earth is going to inform? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't know. And Prophet replied that the earth is going to inform about every action performed by a man or woman on its surface on the Day of Judgment. In other words, so we find that the first witness assigned over the actions of the human beings is the planet Earth itself. Whatever we perform on the surface of Earth, the Earth itself is registering every single action. So no one should think, there's no room for a person to think that basically it's unnoticed. There's nobody out there who is watching me. Because Earth is an assigned agent in this alam of takween, in this world of existences, where it is doing its assigned task and job, because there is no disobedience, like I was mentioning in the last night's speech. There is no disobedience whatsoever in the alam of takween, in the world of existences, whereas all the disobediences will be found only in the alam of tashri', in the world of legislature, the world of the do's and do nots of the sharia, which belongs to the humans and jinns only. So we are the only ones in the entire universe where you will find a lot of human beings are disobeying Allah. You can never find any disobedience, tamarrud, tughyan, udwan, isyan, ma'siyat, any kind of disobedience, rebellion against Allah's law in al-mutakween, the world of existences. The stones and the sand and the water and the mountains and the rocks and the plantations and the animals and the angels and everything in the cosmos and the universe. Zero disobedience to God. Perfect obedience. That's the nature of alam al-takween. So we find Earth is part of it. Earth is an assigned agent doing how it is commanded. It's registering every single thing. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he used to come to the masjid and pray, he used to pray his rakats in different locations in the masjid. Every time he used to come to the masjid, every time he's praying at different location. So he was not pray, used to pray in one specific spot, like some people always fix one specific spot for them. And even some people even feel bad if somebody else comes up ahead of them and takes their spot. They feel bad about it. In Islam, it's good for you not to fix your spot. Because the more lands and more places where you have prayed your prayers, you have more and more witnesses to bear witness in your favor on the Day of Judgment. You have more supporters on the Day of Judgment, because every single piece of land is a witness. So in the riwayat we find that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when he used to, you know, go out of his house in the night and pray two rakats of prayers under this palm tree, two rakats of prayers under that palm tree, two rakats of prayers under that palm tree. And somebody asked him, Ibn Rasulullah, why don't you just pray all of your prayers under one tree? What's wrong with that? And he replied, I want that each of those trees bear witness in my favor on the Day of Judgment that Ali ibn Hussein has prayed here. So we find that the earth itself is an assigned agent which is witnessing and registering our actions that we are performing. And it is also narrated in authentic narrations that when a person, a dead body of a person, a mayyit, a janaza, is carried to a graveyard, and the person belongs to ashqiya. He's a shaqiyul qalb person, stone-hearted, or even worse. Each part of the maqabir, of the qabristan, of the graveyard, each part, each land is speaking up. Hey, don't bury him in me. Don't bury him here. Don't bury him here. Don't bury him here. Don't bury. Every place is shouting, screaming, saying, don't bury him inside me. Don't bury him here. Don't bury him here. Because when he used to walk over me, I was displeased with him. And the narration says that the person ends up getting buried. What happens is that the earth says to him, addresses to the person. Again, these are the news of the Malakut. Malakutu samawati wal ardh. Hidden realities of the heavens and earth, which lots and lots of humans are blocked away from those hidden realities, and they don't listen to these voices. So we find the earth says after the burial of a shaqiyul qalb person that you're not welcome. Because when you used to walk over me, I was under torture from you. And the earth says that if this guy gets buried, you know, I will do the fishare qabr against him. And tortures him and punishes him severely. And likewise the narration informs us, as we are talking about the witnesses, because this is an Isale Sawab Majlis, and it's very much appropriate to discuss about the witnesses, so we realize what is our status and where are we heading to and how are we, you know, in what situation we are living on this planet. So we find that if a mu'min, the narration says, if taken to the graveyard, each part of the graveyard says, bury him here. Bury him here, bury him here, just like everybody wants to win this mu'min. And because when he used to walk over me, I was pleased with him. And when the mu'min is buried into the graveyard, it expands ila maddil basar, jahan tak hadde nigah tak phail jati qabr. Till as far as you can see, the qabr of a mu'min expands to as far as he can see. That how much expanded the grave becomes after the burial of a mu'min. And likewise, we find that in the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they buried a woman, and the graveyard, the qabr, the grave, threw the janazah out. They tried to bury her again into the same grave. The earth did the same. Earth threw the janaza, the corpse, out of the grave. The family members got embarrassed in front of the community. You are trying to bury your family member, but the earth is not accepting the janaza. They came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, please do something. It's a matter of our dignity and honor in front of the community. Imam alayhi salam said, what did this woman used to do that the earth is doing like this towards her? And there said, Ibn Rasulullah, yes, she was a zaniya, who used to commit zina, and the children who were buried, who were born, she used to burn those children alive, to death, burn them to death. So Imam alayhi salam replied, how would the earth accept her after such a sin? But this, Ya Rasulullah, is a matter of our izzat and dignity. We cannot just leave the janaza outside and it starts all those tafun and bad odor coming out of it and body starts disintegrating. Do something for that. And Imam alayhi salam said, put some turbat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with the janaza and the earth shall accept her. You find the izzat and dignity of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and his turbat. That's how you can, this is the language, this is how earth is in sync with this. This is earth friendly language. That's the language which is well understood by the earth. If you put some turbat of Imam Hussain into it. The language which earth understands is the language of taqwa. The more we have taqwa and piety in our spirituality, We find that everything is already obedient to us and musakhar. Why the things and existences around us, despite the fact they are musakhar, they are already made to be under our obedience and command, but still we cannot benefit from their service. They are not subservient towards us. They are not serving us because we do not have that level of taqwa and taharat in the qalb. Those are the people who have that ma'rifat and taharat. They find things are under their command. It's obedient. It's already obedient to them. You know, kana Isa alayhi salam yamshi ala al-ma. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to walk over water. When somebody came and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
That Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to walk over water. Prophet replied, لَوْ زَادَ يَقِينًا لَمَشَى عَلَى الْهَوَىٰ. If he had more yaqeen, he would have been walking over air. So we understand that our Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt can even walk over the air. So everything is will be your obedient and subservient if you have the taharat of the qalb and musakhar for you, under your control and command. So the reason why we find that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam today is the commander-in-chief of the entire universe, and everything is under his command because he has the highest level of taharat and cleanliness in the soul and ismat and taqwa. So earth is the shahid, gawah and witness number one, which is assigned by Allah to register all of the actions that we are performing. The witness number two, which is assigned, and I will just mention six of those witnesses before I end my speech tonight, inshallah. The witness number two, which is assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the time. The seconds and the minutes and the hours and the days and nights. فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Take the shahadat and witness. Make two adil men witness over your muamalat, your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking and expecting from us that when we do some business transaction, we make two adil people witness over that. And in the tafsir of Imam Al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that it has been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to have two witnesses over our mu'amalat and transactions. And He Himself has assigned so many witnesses over His servants. And one of that list, those list of witnesses is the time and place. Time itself is another witness. So we find even in the dua, in the month of Ramadan, when we read those du'as, in one of those du'as we address the month of Ramadan itself by saying, be a witness for me on the day of judgment that I protected your hurmat and dignity and I fasted in you. We are addressing the month of Ramadan itself, because month of Ramadan itself is a witness, is part of the time. And every moment of our life itself is an assigned agent on behalf of Allah, registering our amal and actions. Likewise, it has been mentioned by Sayyid Ibn Taus, rahmatullahi alayh, in his book, about the nafs, where he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually assigned this time and day and night as our witnesses, because he mentioned this narration from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, where they are saying that Yabna Adam Ana Yawmun Jadid Wa Ana Alayka Shaheed Fa'amal Bi Khairan Faf'al Bi Khairan Wa'amal Fiyya Khairan. Imam Khalid alayhi salam says that, O son of Adam, I am a new day and I am a witness over you, and so do good through me and do good in me, because once I go away, you're not gonna see me again. So tomorrow when the next day arrives, we learn in the light of this beautiful hadith that tomorrow is a new creation of Allah. It has nothing to do with yesterday. Whatever has been done and performed yesterday has been registered by yesterday and it's gone. So when tomorrow arrives, أَنَا خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ, I am a new creation of God. وَأَنَا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ, and I am a witness over you. Once I pass by, you're never going to see me. وَكَذَلِكَ يَقُولُ اللَّيْلُ إِذَا أَدْبَرَ النَّهَارُ, and similarly the night addresses and says the same thing when the day passes by. The night says the same thing to the humankind. Oh, the son of Adam, I am a new creation of God. I'm a witness over you. Once I pass by, you're never going to see me again. So we understand tomorrow's night is a different creation of Allah. Unlike last night. So every single day and every single night of our life is an assigned agent on Allah's behalf. So every moment itself is registering our amal and actions and remembering it, and shall bear witness in our favor or against us on the Day of Judgment. Actually, that was the advice given by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam to one of his ashab and companions who used to do certain sins. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam gave him this advice about the zaman and makan, the place and time being the two witnesses of Allah. So whenever this guy used to think about doing a sin, a masiyat, he always record the advice of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, you know, this earth, this, and you know, time and place, these are both witnessing my amal. Why should I do a sin? And he got rid of his bad habits. You just remember, just for the sake of example, if somebody says, hey, you know, you have, this is a tape recorder or video, you know, video recorder, which is right hanging next to your head. If this belongs to the FBI, and here's another video recorder, this belongs to CIA. And this is for National Security Agency, NSA. Here are the three cameras along with you. You're free to say whatever you want to say, but everything of yours, every word is already registered and recorded and can be held against you. Just imagine how would you talk when you are walking on the face of earth with three of those video cameras hanging with your head around you. Just imagine for a moment, how would your lifestyle change? So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam advised him about the time and space. Remember the time and space. Every moment is registering your amal. And every land, bit of land where you are standing, where you are present, is registering what you are doing. So the guy recalled, every time he was doing something wrong, he recalled what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam said. And it changed his life forever. So time and space, two assigned witnesses from Allah. The third witness assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Raqib and Atid, the angels. وَإِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظٌ. Every nafs has a hafiz, a guard, assigned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every life, every human has a guard assigned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody has a guard. So we have those two angels, Raqib and Atid. One is Sahibul Yameen, how we call it, the one on the right. And one we call him Sahibul Shimal, the one on the left, writing the bad deeds. But Sahibul Yameen awla ala Sahibul Shimal. The one who is on the right has walayat, is awla, has authority, has walayat, has rule, is the ruler over the one who is on the left. SubhanAllah. Look at the arrangement of Allah. Even among two angels, Allah did not leave to the second angel without a leader. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead the entire Islamic Ummah without a leader and an Imam? How can you imagine the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, but he did not leave any Imam? Is that thinkable? When the Holy Prophet, when he used to leave the city of Medina for just a few days, he used to assign Imam Ali alayhi salam in his place. Isn't that right? He never leave the city of Medina for a few days without a Khalifa and a Wazir and a deputy. How can, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how can Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, living for such a long period of duration of ghaybat, would leave the Islamic Ummah without a Jamu Sharait Faqih to be the Wali?
The principles of Sharia doesn't change.
The same principles apply for Allah. We'll never leave us without a Hujjat. The same principles apply for Rasulullah. Never leave us without a Mawla. And the same principles of Sharia and values of Sharia apply for Imam Mahdi al-Islam. We'll not leave the Islamic Ummah without a Wali. Isn't that right? Even among two angels, one is awla, sahibul yameen awla ala sahib al-shamal.
So when the hadith says, if a person commits a sin, this, sahibul shamal, the angel on the left, he is ready to write down the sin. But he doesn't write down straight away, because the hadith of the Prophet says, ujjila tis'a sa'at. He is given a time frame of 9 hours.
So we have a margin, bonus space of time, 9 hours awarded to us.
If we do tawbah within the first 9 hours of the sin, it's not registered.
Look at the mercy of Allah. Even after doing the sin, it's not registered. 9 hours of margin.
Whereas for the good deeds,
as soon as you do the niyat, khalisatan liwajhillah, with pure intention towards Allah, even if you haven't done the action, just make the niyat and Allah gives you the reward. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You make the niyat that I will support 5 orphans on, you know, yatama and the awa'il al-shuhada.
Allah give you reward for supporting 5 orphans. Just make the khalis niyat. How many children doesn't have their fees to be paid in the school and their education? And how many people have money more than their necessities of life? When somebody came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and said, the community in our area and neighborhood, they are very big lovers and muhibbeen of you Ahlul Bayt. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to him, يَأْتِي أَحَدٌ إِلَىٰ كِيسِ أَخِيهِ يَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ حَاجَتَهُ.
Is that, in other words, is that the situation in your community that a person who has more money than his needs, the other guy who needs the money, he comes and he grabs and he puts his hand in his back and takes the money and goes away. And this guy who has money more than his necessities of life doesn't stop him.
Is that the case in your community? A poor person can come, grab the money from the back of a rich guy who has more money than his needs of life and take away the money, and this guy is not stopping him.
No. That's not the case in our community. The Shias in our community are not like this. Then Imam Sadiq said to him, فَهُمْ بِتِمَاهِهِمْ أَبْخَلْ. So then, it means that they are more miser and bakhil in towards giving their blood.
When you are miser and bakhil towards giving your few bucks for the sake of your fellow mu'min brother who believes in the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, but you are still not ready to give importance to the walayat of Imam Ali, because that's how you are turning away the believer of Imam Ali's walayat. So how would you be ready to give your blood for the sake of walayat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up at all.
So we find that in Islam, it is very important to remember that these 9 hours margin that has been given, we should avail it, so we do the tawbah immediately, you know, before it's late. As soon as, God forbid, we are not masoom, if we do a sin, we do the tawbah. And it's erased. If you do the tawbah properly according to its conditions, Prophet ﷺ has said, أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Somebody who does tawbah from a sin is like a person who has no sin.
So tawbah basically erases your sins. But we have to do the tawbah.
So we find that after the 9 hours pass by, after the margin of bonus margin passes by, now this angel who is, who is on the right hand side, says to this angel who is on the left hand side, مَا أَقَلَّ حَيَا هَذَا الْعَبْدِ. How, كَمْ حَيَا, كَمْ بَيْشَرْمْ, كَمْ شَرْمْ. how much less haya this person has. You know. So we find, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much margin, but he's still not ready to avail the margin and do tawbah. And then finally, if the sin is registered. So the angels are not just two. We have been listening about two angels every now and then in our Islamic gatherings, but in the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we find the Prophet has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the tafsir of this ayat of Holy Quran, وَإِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظٍ, under the tafsir of this ayat, it has been narrated from the Holy Prophet that Allah has assigned 160 angels on every mu'min that protect him from baliyat and protect him from different kinds of balas and turmoils and tests, and also she will bear witness on the day of judgment about him. So we have 160 angels of Allah assigned on every mu'min, and all these angels are registering our amal and actions. And again, they never get repeated. Every other day we find a new angel coming. So today the angel on the right and the left are this and this person and this and this person. Tomorrow, when tomorrow arrives, we find a different angel coming on the right and a different angel coming on the left. And our scholars say maybe because one of the reasons would maybe is this. Allah doesn't want to make us embarrassed on the day of judgment. Allah doesn't want to make us embarrassed against these the same angels who knew about our sins. Allah doesn't want to make us embarrassed about any further. So He's sending a new angel on us. He doesn't know what we did yesterday. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day different angels. Every day of our life different angels are arriving to register our amal. How many shawahid and witnesses do we have? Can we count? Uncountable. 160 angels on every moment. So now we find that the fourth witness assigned upon us, all the jawarih and ahwa and the jilt, the limbs and parts of our body and our skin, every single thing, all the parts of the body itself, they are all witnesses assigned from Allah. My eyes, my ears, my hands, my feet, my stomach, everything itself is a witness. Surah Yasin says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. الْيَوْمَ, today, نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, we are going to seal their mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, Surah Yasin, and their hands shall speak to us. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and their feet shall bear witness about what? بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, about what they used to do. So today we are going to seal their mouths. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, on the day of judgment, Allah is going to seal the mouths. Mouths are zipped up. No more excuses. That's the nature of a human being. We always tend to justify the wrong that we have done and never accept it. There are very few people who would have i'tiraf and who would accept and confess the sins before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have confession in front of the priest. Confession in front of Allah. So there are very few people who do that. So the no more excuses. And all parts of the body are speaking. This guy looked through me. The eyes are speaking. This guy used me for doing such and such haram on such and such day. The hands are speaking. Mouth is sealed. No more excuses. Hands are speaking. This guy used me and he did this and this and this. This guy was using me to travel to such and such place to do such and such haram. With the Shariat said, don't do it. But he didn't care. All the parts are speaking. And then the hadith informs us, finally when the judgment is announced and the guy is heading towards the hell, then the seal is broken. Now he can start speaking because judgment is already announced. It's a done deal. Then he addresses his own parts of the body. Why did you guys bear witness against me? And now that I'm heading towards the hellfire, you will also burn along with me.
and the parts of the body and the skin will reply back to the human, antaqanallahu alladhi antaqa kulla shay. The same Allah made us speak who made everything else to speak.
So it's the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our own parts of the body are witnesses. No need for anything else. Everything that we did
with this body. So we believe in ma'ade jismani, the material resurrection with the same bodies with which we did the sins or the good deeds.
We shall be resurrected
with these same bodies. So the souls will be coupled again. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When the nufus will be coupled, where the nufus is zawwajat. So the bodies and the souls will be combined together again.
So we believe in ma'ad jismani, the bodily return and resurrection on the day of judgment. Where the nufus is zawwajat.
And finally,
apart from the a'dha and jawarih and jild, the parts of the body and the skin, which are all witnesses for our good or bad deeds, then fifth of all is the ghasbi teasing, al-ashiya al-maqsuba,
all the usurped items, everything that a person usurps,
all of those things. You get some money from somebody, you get something, jewelry from you, money, wealth, land, inheritance,
anything that you take from somebody.
وَمَا كَانَ لِلْنَبِيِّنْ أَنْ يَغُلَّ وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Quran has said, the Prophet is not Ahl Khiyanat.
Whosoever performs Khiyanat will come with what he did. You know what Khiyanat he did? He will come along with that. And under the tafsir of this ayat, our Mufassireen have said two statements. The first of all, the ghasbi thing, the usurped item, on the Day of Judgment, that if you have usurped something from someone, that usurped item will be resurrected along with you on the Day of Judgment, and that item will be thrown into the hellfire. That's the tafsir number one of this ayat, under this ayat. Usurped item is thrown in the hell, and it will be said to the person, fine, you want to go to the paradise? Go and get the item back from the hellfire, give it to the owner, and then you can go.
Who has the courage to go into the hellfire to bring the item back? That's the tafsir number one.
The tafsir number two that our mufassireen have done, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَنْ يَغُلَّ مَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَنْ يَغُلَّ وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَعْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Our mufassireen say, all the usurped items will be resurrected along with the person, and when he is resurrected, he finds everything is hanging in his neck or over his back.
All the usurped items. You took money from somebody, you took books from somebody, you took anything from anybody and you didn't give him back. And the guy is waiting and waiting and waiting.
All those usurped items will be hanging in your neck
on the Day of Judgment
or on your back. So that's the reason why my teacher was saying, Ayatullah Jawadi Hafizahullah was saying that there is no room on the Day of Judgment for anybody to come and ask, what have you done? There is no question and there is no room for what question. Because what is already understood. Just have a look at the face of the person, his appearance. And you would judge and you would understand what he has performed. All the usurped items are hanging in his neck. What else do you want to know? So there's no room for anybody on the Day of Judgment to ask, what have you done? But what would be asked on the Day of Judgment? Why have you done?
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. Quran has already made clear on that day, that no human or jinn will be asked about his sin.
So what have we done? There's no room to ask. What is there that is already known? There's no need to ask what. Even the hadith says, if a person has usurped a camel, Prophet has said, when he is resurrected, he will find that camel riding over his own back.
And Prophet has also said in his hadith,
"Man akhadha ardan." There are lots of disputes in families, in relatives, in friends, isn't that right? Over the lands of the people, inheritance of the people. You know, this land belongs to this and this sister, and this brother has taken up the land, and he's not ready to give it to her, his sister. Isn't that right? According to the Siham and shares mentioned in the Holy Quran. And now two brothers and sisters are fighting over each other.
Prophet has already said that
man akhadha ardan bighayri haqqin, whosoever takes away a land without his haqq, without the right, كُلِّفَ أَنْ يَحْمِلَ تُرَابَهَا إِلَى الْمَحْشَرِ, he will be obliged to carry the soil onto the mahshar.
So all the soil of that 5 acres of land,
all the soil you have to carry over your back and go to the maidan of mahshar on the day of judgment. You ask for it. For this sake you sold out your iman. For the sake of this land, fine, carry this land till the maidan of mahshar.
So again, there is no room for anybody to ask, what has this guy done?
What is already clear? He usurped. He is a ghasib.
It will be asked, why have you done it? So all the usurped items, without exception, is our witness. And even if we find, you know, our masjid has been usurped
by the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we need to protest over that masjid. Occupation.
Imam Ridwanullah Alayh
has obliged us to go for the Yawm al-Quds to protest over the occupation. Every occupation has a su'al, has an accountability on the Day of Judgment. Every occupation. What have you done?
So we find that's the fifth witness.
And the sixth witness, brothers and sisters, all the animals and insects and birds which are around you at the time of doing a sin. If there is any insect or animal or bird or fish around you when you were doing a sin, that animal is an assigned witness on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala registering your amal.
So Quran has already said, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ,
when the animals will be resurrected. And the hadith doing the tafsir of this ayat of Quran says, on the Day of Judgment, the animal will be resurrected, and as soon as the animal gets resurrected on the Day of Judgment to bear witness against a human being, this animal shall do the sajda.
The angel would say to the animal, well, this is not the time of doing sajda. And the animal would say, well, I am doing sajda to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not make me a human being, so that I end up into this kind of destiny which this guy is about to have.
And then the animal will bear witness against the human being, and the human will reply back, I wish Allah made me an animal so my destiny doesn't end up like this. So the witness, all the animals are witnesses. Every single thing that you do in the presence of any insect or animal is registered, and that animal will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment.
Allah didn't need no witness.
It's the rahmat and mercy of Allah that He has provided all these witnesses
to support. So there's no room. This complete and perfect itmamul hujjah, evidence is fulfilled completely. No room for anybody to justify his wrong. And finally, of course, we find that the ayat of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning of my speech, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. So this ayat of Holy Quran is informing us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to His Messenger that how when we would resurrect you as a shaheed, and we'll bring a shaheed from every ummat. And Ayatullah al-Uthma Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani, one of our great muhaddiseen and mufassireen from Bahrain, in his tafsir has mentioned about this ayat of Holy Quran that
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall divide all the nations into 12, all the ummats, into 12, and each of our masoom imam is a witness over each of those ummats, and the Holy Prophet is a witness over all of our imams. So that's where we learn that every single thing is witnessed by all the masoomeen alayhi salam. They are the shahid. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. So Prophet is the Sayyid and leader of all the shuhada. So he's witnessing تُعْرَضُ أَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ أَبْرَارِهَا وَفُجَّارِهَا كُلَّ صَبَاحٍ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Every morning the actions of people, good or bad, are presented in front of Rasulullah.
And right now, of course, all the actions are presented in front of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he is the commander-in-chief of everything. Nothing escapes from their knowledge. They know everything before the creation of everything.
They are the witness over the creation of everything. And they were there before anything was there. And before anything was ever created, they knew about everything.
Ilmu ma kan and ilmu ma yakun and ilmu ma huwa kain. Knowledge of the past and the present and the future. Everything is with them. So they are the witness of all the actions. Person came to Imam Ali salam and said, Ya Amir al-Mumin, inni uhibbuka fi sirr kama uhibbuka fi al-alaniyya. I love you in the hidden, the way I love you openly in front of the community. Imam looked at him and said, La ara ismaka min al-asma wa la wajhaka min al-wujub. That's maqul al-riwayah. I don't see your name among the names, nor do I see your face among the faces. After a while, the narration says, a second person came and he said the similar statement to Imam Ali al-Islam, Inni uhibbuka fi sirr kama uhibbuka fi al-alaniyya. I love you in the hidden, the way I love you in the open. Imam Ali al-Islam looked at him and said, You are right.
Every Imam has a sahifa, a book in which the names of all of his followers is written. And a sahifa and book in which the names of all of his enemies are written. And actually, every person can be recognized by his forehead, because it's written on the forehead of every human being, mu'min or kafir. So the Imam can see whether a person is a mu'min or a kafir. And they are witnesses of all what they are doing.
Every single thing. And we find that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned such great personalities, He Himself is the biggest witness over everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shahid and gawah and witness over all things. And everything is always in the mahdar, in the presence of Allah.
That's what our urufa say. How can we do a sin? Because everything around us is watching us with their eyes wide open. Everything around us is watching us with their eyes wide open. Just you imagine for a moment, if there's a child standing in front of me, I'm not going to change my clothes in front of the child. Isn't that right? So the urufa say, Ahle Ma'rifat, that everything is watching us. There's so many uncountable witnesses who are constantly watching us. We are under surveillance. How can we do a sin? But it's all about the ma'rifat.
The more you have the ma'rifat, the more close, the more taqarrub you will get towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt.
And they themselves also addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Didn't Imam Hussain al-Islam address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Innahum yaktuluna rajulan. They are killing the person that there is no son of the Prophet on the face of earth other than me. Isn't that Imam Hussain said that?
Imam Hussain is also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the witness was going on.
Amir al-Mu'mineen was a witness
what was going on in Karbala. The mother of Imam Hussain, Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha,
is also witness
over what was going on in Karbala.
How can the mother not be the witness
over what's going on? And we find
that in the final moments when Imam Hussain alayhi salam is, Sayyidina Taus says, he's surrounded by the enemies and there is no helper remaining. Everyone attacked over Imam Hussain. Somebody is attacking with a spear, somebody is attacking with a sword, somebody is attacking, if they had nothing, they were hitting Imam Hussain with stones. فَأَصَابَهُ حَجَرٌ عَلَى جَبْهَتِهِ, and a stone struck over his forehead. فَأَخَذَ الثَّوْبْ لِيَمْسَحَ الدَّمْ عَنْ جَبْهَتِهِ, Imam grabbed the cloth to face to wipe the blood from his forehead. And فَأَصَابَهُ سَهْمٌ مَسْمُومٌ ذُو ثَلَاثِ شُعَبٍ, that was the occasion when the three-pointed poisoned arrow struck the qalb of Imam Hussein as he was cleaning the blood from his forehead. And Imam Hussein took the arrow from his behind. He took the arrow out. فَخَرَجَتْ دَمْكَ أَتْهُ مِيزَابٍ, and the blood came out just like a fountain of blood is bursting out. And we find that Imam Hussain alayhi salam, when these were the final moments, and soon he could not stay over the back of the horse. The Zuljanah is also the horse of Rasulullah. He understood the situation of Imam Hussain. Zuljanah brought his knees down so Imam Hussain can come down easily over the soil of Karbala. Imam Hussain fell over the soil of Karbala, but not really, because his body is raised over the arrows. ابھی تو مولا کا جسم تیروں پہ معلق ہے, ابھی زمین کربلا پہ نہیں آئے, تیروں پہ معلق ہے. And we find that the time when Shimr la'natullah alayh is sitting over the sadr of Hussain, was Shimr jalisun ala sadrihi, Shimr is sitting over the chest of Imam Hussain and holding his beard and slaughtering Imam Hussain from behind his back. Hazrat Zainab came and she's standing on the tilay Zainabiyya. Ya yuqtalu Abu Abdullah wa anta tanzuru ilayh, you know, Imam Hussain is being killed and you are watching. Imam Hussain, he bismillah wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah. Umm Salma, Hazrat Umm Salma was sleeping at that time when she saw the dream. The Prophet came and he had no amama over his head and the turbat and soil was over his head. He was so anxious and worried. Umm Salma asked the Prophet, what has happened? Prophet said, I just came from Karbala. Prophet is saying, once that I came from Karbala, my Hussain is being killed. My Hussain is killed. Hazrat Umm Salma wake up. She went towards the turbat of Karbala that Prophet had given her. And she found that there was the blood of Imam Hussain. The turbat converted into blood. Assalamu alaikum.
على لحمة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.